Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of our day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB. We're talking about the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism that he's been producing for over 41 years now. And Bill, thanks again for your service, for your work, for all that you do on behalf of small business, and for your steadfast support of all the things that we do here. Every month you've been here for 14 years, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Hey, Bill, let's look into 2015, and with oil prices coming down, you're starting to see a little bit of the cards, the house of cards that I think the stock market may be getting a little shaky. Right, we had a couple of really scary days this week. I believe that 2015 could be a new Congress. And I think 2015 could be an expansion year for Main Street, but I'm really worried that all that could be undermined by a collapse on Wall Street. What do you think?
Yeah, it could happen. I mean, pardon me. You can't have a highly valued company, USA Inc., with the stocks at the record high level, still producing so little output. I mean, those two things aren't consistent. So either the output has to really rise for this company to justify the valuation we put on
right.
it, or the valuation's going to fall.
That's right.
And the valuation, we all know, has been propped up by the Fed artificially depressing
That's
interest
right.
rates to very, very low levels. Right.
Which they stopped in October.
Stopped.
And I don't think Wall Street has still absorbed the full long-term impact of not having that behind them. What do you think?
Well, I think that's right. And in part, of course, we're not noticing it because even though the Fed isn't buying nearly as many bonds because it's kind of stopped the QE, the rest of the world is buying them because things are so bad. And the rest of the world, the money's running over here because this mm-hmm. is the safest place to be. So that keeps our interest rates low by bidding the bond prices up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate. It could be possible that the Fed can't raise rates even if it wants to because it can't buy enough, it can't sell enough bonds to satisfy the demand for them and have a change in the prices and rates.
What I think is going to happen, though, Bill, is the major corporations, the CEOs of major corporations after 2008, started hoarding cash and stretching their resources farther and farther, including their people, and hoarding the cash and using their cash to buy back shares and to do other things to prop their stocks up. Also, recently they started consolidating as a way of propping up stocks. Eventually, they're going to run out of gimmicks to prop up their stock.
Gimmicks, right.
Yes,
exactly.
They're going to run out of those. And the fact that they haven't invested in the economy, those chickens are going to come home to roost. And the problem is, I have no heartbleed for those guys, but when they crash, it causes Main Street to crash, and that's unfair, Bill, and that's what I'm upset about.
Yeah, and that's likely going to happen. You know, if you look at historically, when we elect Democrats versus Republicans, Republicans usually get elected when the economy is getting into trouble. That is, mm-hmm. they come in and try to fix what the Democrats have done, and, of course, we just had an election that put the Republicans back in control. Not the presidency, but everything else. So
mm-hmm.
maybe that's the sign. People are uncomfortable, and they see issues coming, and so they're changing the management team, which is good, but it does make you worry about what 15 is going to look like.
Well, I'll tell you, I always pray for small businesses, but I got to be honest with you. As irritated as I am with Wall Street, I'm going to pray for Wall Street this year because we don't need Wall Street to crash. I mean, as much as I think the assets, the stocks are in a bubble situation right now. We don't need them to crash. We need small business to have a little more time to get a little expansion under their legs. What do you think, Bill?
I'm in favor of that. Let's get it done.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Bill, thanks again for being here. Good job as always.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll see you next time. And that's, by the way, folks, at smallbus.org. That's Bill's website, where you can find the index and the summary, and all the past ones, too, by the way. And, or go to nfib.org/research, and you'll find the index and the summary. And you can find the summary on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just 3 pages. You'll enjoy reading it, I promise you. And we'll get Bill back on the show next month, God willing. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.